Thousands of migrants walked through Mexico toward the U.S. border on Thursday. The caravan was formed October 12th in crime and poverty-ridden Honduras. Some people dropped off and others joined the caravan along the way. This is the second such caravan formed this year, and Trump blames the Democrats.
Once they arrive, the Democrat Party's vision is to offer them free health care, free welfare, free education, and even the right to vote.
Trump said illegal immigration costs U.S. taxpayers billions of dollars a year.
My administration is finalizing a plan to end the rampant abuse of our asylum system. It's abused to halt the dangerous influx and to establish control over America's sovereign borders.
Hours before the speech, Trump issued a controversial anti-immigrant video ad which portrays a Mexican citizen who has entered the United States illegally several times and has killed two law enforcement officers in California. Analysts say Trump hopes to foment fear of migrants to garner more support for Republicans in midterm elections.
Which is why we hear him repeatedly hammering down the fact that this caravan is coming and is imminent. During his speech, he called it an invasion several times. He thinks that bringing up fear about immigrants and fear of this caravan reflects or help, will help push people to the polls to vote for Republicans, framing the Republicans as the party that will protect us from this situation.
But analysts also say that Trump is right in saying that the U.S. asylum system creates undue incentive for people without true asylum claim to come to the United States.
Right now, when people apply for asylum at our southern border, they're given a cursory initial credible fear interview. If they pass that, then their case file is handed over to our immigration court system, which is backlogged for a very long time.
Trump said people who want to come and work in the United States are welcome, but they must come in legally. He urged migrants currently heading for the U.S. border to return home and apply for lawful entry. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.